Haynes.
Yes, we got it now. For those of you at home, you got to turn up the volume on to hear this, what happens in the studio. So, genius start to the show. I'm Travis McCurdy, joined now by Leonard Haynes, coach of the Timberwolves. Coach, how you doing tonight?
Doing good. Just watching your technology skills.
I was just bragging about IT how skills. I was the IT guy, and I had the volume down. What a
incredible.
Anyway, that's neither here nor
it's
there.
Good stuff.
We're live from Molasses in downtown Midland. It's the home of Northern Football Weekly and some of the best barbecue around, specialized in St. Louis-style barbecue. Their signature sauce is the molasses sauce. It's one of my favorites, but they have six different sauces at every table. When you come on in, tonight's special is the prime rib sandwich. It's fantastic. Come on in. Show's goes till about 7 o'clock tonight. Molasses is open till 9 o'clock. Great meal, great place. MolassesBBQ.com for online ordering. After Coach Haynes, we'll have Dylan Zagula from the linebacking corps and athletic director Jeff Curtis. We'll get a little State of the Union on how he's handling this first year as athletic director.
Yes.
Has he been as much of he's a prankster, I think would be the word to say.
No.
Has that continued? Has it lessened since he
I think it's lessened since he's become the guy
so,
in charge.
A little bit.
I think so.
Still once in a while you still see the Jeff Curtis signature
just
moves.
A little bit, but
yes.
Not much.
Yeah, no. Exactly. So, Coach, we're coming off the Axe Bowl game against Saginaw Valley. The Cardinals won 31-13. And this show, over the years, we've talked about special teams a ton. But that game was really a special teams game. Both ways, both sets of special teams made big plays, and they were really the key part of that game.
Yeah, we did some things on special teams I thought were pretty good. We blocked a punt. You know, they fumbled a kickoff. You know, we got it back. But they hit us one for two touchdowns, basically a fake punt and also a block punt in the end zone. We were coming out, basically we were on 1 yard line, and they blocked it for a touchdown. So, you know, it was one of those days where those points came on special teams and made big difference in the game.
And I think they always call Chicago the Windy City. But University Center, that field, it is always windy there, and the wind was a part. I wouldn't say it's a huge factor, but it was certainly part of the game too.
It was a little bit with kickoffs, some of the kicks were sky kicks, so the ball get caught and drift a little bit. If you're trying to pass, the wind was kind of coming across diagonal of the field, but if you tried to pass, basically coming from their student section to your left, it was going to float out of bounds.
Yeah. Yeah, you did see that in both ways. But you guys were down 24-3 at halftime. The third quarter, really, the game changed around, and it was all facets of the game where you guys started doing some really good things.
Yeah, things started happening for us. I thought our defense played really well. They flew around, man, a lot of energy out there. They were making plays when plays needed to be made, and we're getting off the field after third down. So that's something that our coaches definitely emphasized, and I thought that was happening. And offensively, we're moving the ball somewhat, and we're moving it down the field. We wound up putting Nate in the second half, and we started to matriculate down the field, and I think we scored. He hit John Hall for a touchdown, and so it was coming together. But, you know, as you all know in football, you got to win the fourth quarter as well. And we did not win the fourth quarter, and, you know, obviously they got away with one.
Yeah, the fourth quarter, you know, you guys had the ball. And I thought Nate looked really good, considering he hadn't played in a while, and the conditions and the wind.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, too, though, when he threw that interception, when it was 24-13, you guys are in, I think you're at the Saginaw 38, mm-hmm. I believe mm-hmm. it was. Mm-hmm. And any points there makes it one possession game. And that kind of was, I think, the biggest play of the game.
That was a big play. That kind of was a turning point. You know, momentum was huge in these rivalry games, especially, you know, obviously any rivalry game, but the Expo, you know. You can't turn the ball over, and that was a critical error on our part. And so, like I said, you know, and those special teams points that they got, that made a huge difference in the football game, you know, at the end of the day. And so those are some of the things we got to seize the moment. We got to seize the moment and live in the moment and execute.
We're talking with Leonard Haynes here on Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Let's talk about John Hall. John Hall's a really interesting story about his path to get to where he is today. Played a few years ago, then stopped playing, came back, and he's been an impact player for you guys this year.
Yeah, very proud of John. You know, he went through some stuff early in his career, and where he had to step aside for football to take care of family matters and families first. And so he did that and got himself, you know, back in gear to come back and play some football. You know, he's got 2 years left, so he's been a joy to have out on the field. You know, he's always, you know, seems to be in a good mood.
He does.
You know,
he really does.
But John Hall is definitely good to have back on the field and in that locker room for sure.
And he's a very talented player, too. Big target out there and is one of your main big play threats on the – you got a lot of big play threats on the outside in your receiving corps.
Yeah.
But he's probably the biggest big play threat of that group.
Well, biggest, tallest.
Tallest for sure, he is.
But we do. We definitely have some playmakers among the group with the wide receivers, and Coach Mason's done a great job with these guys and so in their development. And so we can, you know, go to any one of these guys, to be honest. But John Hall definitely is a presence out there. And he's knocking off a lot of that rust over the last few years. You know, he has some rust today he's going to get off of him. And so it's starting to click now with him. So that's, you know, that's great for us.
And even, I mean, that touchdown he caught, great play. But he also, like, I mean, he had it, it kind of was bobbling for about 5 yards, but he still came down with it.
Yeah,
six points on the board.
Oh, yeah.
But it was,
I just want to stick to the positive. He caught it. He caught it twice, but he caught it.
Yes, it did. It did. Yeah, but I remember his first big game was at Saginaw.
Yeah, freshman year.
Freshman year. Was that 15 or 16?
16, I think.
It was a while ago.
And he's an old man.
He is an old man. He's not as old as us, but he's an old man. But, yeah, so to see him come back, and like you said, there was definitely the first couple practices I went out to watch a couple times, and definitely some rust there, but you could see now it's really starting to come back for him.
Yeah, it's starting to come back, starting to click with him. You know, we put in a new offense, so he had to come and learn that, obviously. And again, it's just getting him back in the flow of things and being comfortable. And so he's, again, you know, he's starting to get there. You know, the lights are staying on now, not just flickering, they're staying on.
Well, this week you got Davenport coming to town. The Panthers are, I feel like I'm a broken record, but good defense and a good defensive line. I've heard, I think we've talked about this pretty much every week since
every
the start
week,
of the season.
Everybody has a good defense, good defensive line. So we should be battle tested now.
Yes.
It's time for us to break out of our shell here offensively. And but they do come in with a pretty good athletic defense. They
got big up front.
Big, long, big guys, and they're long in the secondary and in the linebacker core. They run around really well, so they're a pretty aggressive football team. And so, you know, we just, again, it's all about us taking care of our own business.
Don't get distracted by Dylan's food.
That distracted me right there. That definitely distraction. That food.
Dylan Zagul, our next guest, got his ribs, and they're distracting. Yes, but it's a game that you look at, and to be blunt, they've struggled offensively. I mean, there's some things that I know they're gonna. Of course, every team's got talented players, and every team's capable, but. If you look at the numbers, they've struggled offensively, so this is an opportunity for your defense to make some plays.
It's definitely your opportunity, you know, to capitalize off what we've been doing and get better. So we don't know, you know, what quarterback they're going to play. They've had a little bit of some injuries, I believe, at the quarterback spot, so we're not sure who we're going to see for sure. But, you know, at the end of the day, we've got to show up and play football and be energetic and execute.
Yeah, and we'll be back home. It's been two straight road games, so good to be back home this weekend on Saturday. What are they trying to do offensively when you watch them play?
So offensively, they get medley of different things. You know, they do some triple option stuff. They do some quarterback power stuff, inside, outside zone, you know, jet sweep. But then, you know, they have a pretty – I think a decent core of receivers, and they definitely want to get the ball out to number one. And forgive me, I don't know his name right off the top of my head. But, you know, he's a very talented receiver. So, you know, again, they're talented. From top to bottom, we believe they're really talented. And they recruited that way. Long body kids that, you know, hopefully can make plays for them. Well, not against us.
But not against us. Yeah, they've but the thing, when I was getting ready for the game this week, I know the last few games, we've had close games against them.
Yes.
Even the year they were 6-0 one year, came in here and we knocked them off. And then one year we were up 24-7 in the fourth quarter, and then you look up and suddenly it's double overtime.
Yeah.
So these games have been really tough competitive games.
Yeah, it was a good matchup, you know. we match up well with them. We seem to always have in this short period of time. And so, again, we got to come ready to play. We got to come ready to play because I know Sparky over there does a good job with his team, and he'll have those guys ready to play. So, you know, we got to come in with a lot of energy, and like I said, and we just got to play our brand of football.
Well, I know that this is an impossible question. I'd love to give you an impossible question, but it's Midland Dow week this week.
Oh, come on.
I know you've watched a little bit of the teams this year, but you've also been out recruiting a lot. But, like, how about I won't even give you that question. I'll give you this.
Okay.
Talk about what the Midland Dow game means to the Midland community.
Oh, to this community. It's amazing. It's the biggest football game around town. And hands down.
And you don't have to pick anybody.
The biggest ball game around town. So, no, my kids went to Midland High, so, you know, I –
And the Reitman kids always went to Dow, so I knew that was always a thing where you had to listen a little bit with Coach Reitman back in the day.
So a little bit more partial to Midland High, but you know, I like what Dow's doing as well. So
I love it. I was setting you up to be as middle of the ground, and you did a great job there. I knew exactly what was coming. Well, Coach, always great to talk to you.
Yeah.
What are you going to go with tonight for dinner?
I don't know. I think I'm going to sit this one out.
Oh, you're going to take a
cut back. Yeah, cut back on some calories.
Okay, look at you. That's discipline. That's discipline.
Trying to be.
They're our sponsor. You're supposed to say how you're going to have this great meal and it's going to be amazing.
Oh, that's the secret?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm going to have some wings.
You do have the brisket a lot, and the brisket is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
So there we go.
Yes,
so anyway, Coach Ains, thanks for joining us, and good luck this weekend against Davenport.
Thank you, Travis.
We'll take a break, come back with Dylan Zagula. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
What makes a championship team?
Hard work, skill, expertise, and focus.
It takes a great team to complete a successful sale in today's complicated real estate market.
Air Reinhart's team of more than 40 full-time realtors and professional support staff work together with buyers and sellers to smooth out the process with winning results.
Your first home to investment property. Air Reinhart is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and guidance.
Call on the Air Reinhart team at arhouse.com.
That's arhouse.com.
In an emergency, when seconds count, you have a choice.
Ordinary.
Or extraordinary. At Covenant Healthcare.
A few sort of private rooms.
Or 65 fully private rooms, including rooms designed just for seniors and children.
I think the emergency doctors are board certified.
Or 45 Covenant emergency doctors, all board certified.
Some trauma care.
Or verified level 2 trauma center for adults and kids. With specialized care at the Covenant Pediatric and Senior Emergency Care Centers, our senior center is the first accredited geriatric ER in the region.
Our patients are satisfied, I think.
Covenant ranks in the top 10% for patient satisfaction nationwide for hospital emergency departments of our size.
So maybe Covenant is a better choice.
Covenant is the best choice. For extraordinary emergency care, no one beats Covenant. Learn more at covenanthealthcare.com/ECC.
After a tough workout, plenty of athletes reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has electrolytes and bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's sports drink. In Michigan, approximately 1,500 dairy farm families work to provide safe, high-quality milk and dairy products for us to enjoy. Approved by Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Milk means more.
The following is a message from United Steelworkers Local 12075.
There is a lot of talk about infrastructure lately. Steelworker members produce the steel for bridges, school buildings, drinking water systems, shopping centers, athletic complexes, and a vast array of consumer goods. We make the tires that keep passenger vehicles and tractor trailers rolling, powering the cranes, the graders, and heavy equipment essential for construction work. United Steelworker members here in Midland produce the chemicals so important in American infrastructure. The United Steelworkers, the heart and soul of American infrastructure.
Linked Technologies knows modern business relies heavily on technology to service, produce, and communicate with valued customers. So pervasive is our need for technology that when it fails, owners and employees alike scramble to try to restore services. Let Linked Technologies diversify your business IT needs so that when your server crashes, and it will, vital services such as email, critical business applications, and data remain accessible to your business.
Connection established.
Learn more at linkedtech.com.
Let's be frank. Your home, vehicles, business, and life are a lot like sports. The unexpected can happen at any time. Insurance may be the last thing on your mind, and that's okay. It's the first thing on ours every day. You can depend on My Member Insurance Agency and Frankenmuth Insurance to be on your team. Visit My Member Insurance Agency today at MyMemberInsurance.com. That's MyMemberInsurance.com. My Member Insurance Agency and Frankenmuth Insurance, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Welcome back to Northwest Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest, sophomore linebacker from Romulus, Dylan Segula. Dylan, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm great. Talk about your performance, how you feel like you and the team have done so far this year.
So I feel like defensively, we've had our ups and downs, but I feel like on the most part, we've played way better defense than we have in the past. And I feel like this year is something that, like, we really prided ourselves in, is doing really good on defense and being able to, like, make plays within the defense and stay in all the games just because of our defense.
Yeah, and Coach Mack, obviously, new defensive coordinator this year. And it, for you, must be fun because as a linebacker, a little more aggressive, a little more blitzing, and getting after the quarterback. So yeah. It must be something you must enjoy.
Yeah, I do actually like the defense this year. So this year, like, we pride ourselves on being able to pressure any team that we go against, and we feel like that's something that we use to our advantage. So we've really been big on bringing pressure this year. So
I should point out, because we like to point out everything, Coach Haynes was looking at the midterm grades, and I asked, are you going to be okay with him looking at your grades? And you were like, yeah, it's fine. So your midterm, so classes are going well so far.
Yeah, totally. Classes are going really good this year. So this year my grades are actually the best they've ever been. So.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So you had something that doesn't happen for a lot of guys. 2 years ago as a true freshman, you got on the field in your first year. And so talk about that now. Then you also had the weird experience of not playing at all last year. So now talk about you're actually where you normally player would be. You're in your third year school and you're a sophomore on the field. So talk about, as a true freshman, what it was like to actually get on the field.
Yeah, so as a true freshman, I started off just playing on special teams. So on the first game, I played special teams. And then throughout the season, we dealt with injuries through the linebacker room. So actually, Ferris State game, I got my first start at linebacker. And that game, I ended up having like a pick and like 10 tackles.
Yeah,
so that was that was a really good game for me. And I ended up starting the last 5 games of the season. And I feel like that's something that's like, it like put me ahead of a lot of people because I have a lot more experience than a lot of the people in my grade or the grade younger than me, because we didn't have to play during the COVID year. So I feel like that really helped.
And now, right now, 3 years into your college career, you must look back on that first game, and the game must have just really slowed down a lot for you now compared to that first couple games.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, I remember I was out there and I was nervous and I was like, didn't know what I was doing, but now I know the defense like the back of my hand, so it really just makes it that much faster, that much easier.
And I think the biggest thing for linebackers in particular is just, we talk about the Bill Belichick line, do your job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. You see, I can go make this play, but then you're out of position and then you give up a big play. Talk about how tough it is at times to just stay disciplined and just doing your job.
Yeah, it's very tough sometimes because, like, you know, everybody just wants to make that, you know, special play. But that's something that we've been preaching lately, is, like, everybody just do their 111. Like, if we all do our 111th, then everything's going to work out fine.
And it's a thing that goes through every sport. Everybody tries to do too much, and then, you know, you get caught out of place.
Sure.
So Romulus High School, or Romulus area, Belleville High School, talk about your high school career and how your path to get to Northwood, I guess.
Yeah, so I started off at Romulus High School, and I played my freshman year, I played JV. And my sophomore year, I played varsity at Romulus High School. And then I transferred to Belleville in between my sophomore and junior year. So I played my junior and senior year at Belleville. And then now I'm here at Northwood. So.
And how did the recruiting process go? How did you end up coming to Northwood?
So actually, I had like two Division I FCS offers. But like they do this scholarship the same way that Division II does. Like they break it up between grades and money. And Northwood, like the coaches, you know, this is back when Coach Mitchell was here. He was recruiting really hard. You know, they ran my school almost every day. Like, and Northwood just felt like the place that would, like, be the best for me. Like, I would succeed here more than I would anywhere else.
Did they want you to play the same position you're playing in Northwood, or would it have been a position change?
No, it was the same. It was the same position.
Okay. Okay. So. I know sometimes from different level to level, some guys get up playing different positions and stuff. So going forward this weekend against Davenport, but in terms of just the rest of the season, what are you looking for from your defense for the rest of the season?
I feel like these games that are coming up, like the defense is going to control whether we win these games or not. So I feel like as us as a whole, as a defense, we've been preaching like it doesn't matter. Like if they score 0 points, like we're going to win the game. So like, you know.
That's true.
Like if we could just do everything that we can do possible, like we'll have a good outcome. So that's what we've been trying to do these past couple weeks. And I feel like that's what's going to happen these next couple weeks. Like, the defense is going to be way better. It's going to be a whole different story.
I think one thing, too, is that I think one of the probably the strengths that this, is that lock, that linebacker core, or that defense. You guys have some really good players there. Talk about those guys you get to line up with each week.
Yeah, most definitely. So we have Malone Slaughter, and then we have Bimba, and then we have a lot of depth. Like, we have a freshman, Dan Wynn, you know, Jack Calique, like all those guys, like Owen Nickisher, like they're really going to be good. Like, and so we did have an injury at the star position. So, like, this week I'm not actually playing linebacker. I'm playing star this week. So now it's going to be three linebackers on the field at a time instead of just two. So.
Right. And that changes things because that star position has been in the past more of a DB than a linebacker. So. Well, now I always end these interviews with the same question. Academically, what's your major? What do you hope to do when you're done playing football?
So my major is operation and supply chain management. And after football, you know, hoping everything goes right. You know, I graduate, find a good job, move home, you know.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's an easier question for the seniors to answer than the sophomores, sure. The guys that have two more years to go. But I always like to throw it out there. Maybe some people got that figured out early. So, well, Dylan, great job on the show, and sounds like great job in the classroom this semester so far. And I guess I'll end with how are the ribs?
The ribs are amazing. They're really good.
And I can't get you a name, image, likeness deal for that, but I just wanted to give our molasses friends a little shout out. So. All right, well, Dylan, thanks for joining us, and good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
We'll take a break, come back, and we'll have our athletic director, Jeff Curtis, join us. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Dear past, present, and future football watchers, football is back! So consider this your official excuse for always putting football watching first, courtesy of Pepsi. That haircut appointment? Seeing the in-laws for the first time in ages?
It's been so long!
Nope, sorry, Susan, not if it's on Sunday. Long story short, after the year we've all had, we think you could use a little football watching. So crack open a Pepsi and cheer your football watching face off. With love, Pepsi. Made for football watching. That's what I like.
Hemlock Semiconductor is excited to support high school sports in the Great Lakes Bay region. At HSC, we produce polysilicon, the building block for electronics we use every day, such as phones and laptops. That enables us to energize our community and connect the world through silicon technology. Nearly 1,500 employees and contractors work at HSC. Learn more about the work that we do at hscpoly.com. That's HSCPOLY.com. Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
This is Rich Judae, Director of Sales at ESPN 100.9 FM. It seems like everyone is having staffing problems. Right now, ESPN 100.9 FM will match any new staffing recruitment message dollar for dollar. Whether you are a manufacturer, restaurant, or service provider, we will partner with you to get your organization fully staffed. Call me at 989-837-6156. 837-6156. Let's get your business back to work.
In an emergency, when seconds count, you have a choice.
Ordinary.
Or extraordinary. At Covenant Healthcare.
a few sort of private rooms,
or 65 fully private rooms, including rooms designed just for seniors and children.
I think the emergency doctors are board certified.
Or 45 Covenant emergency doctors, all board certified.
Some trauma care.
Or verified level 2 trauma center for adults and kids. With specialized care at the Covenant Pediatric and Senior Emergency Care Centers, our senior center is the first accredited geriatric ER in the region.
Our patients are satisfied, I think.
Covenant ranks in the top 10% for patient satisfaction nationwide for hospital emergency departments of our size.
So maybe Covenant is a better choice.
Covenant is the best choice. For extraordinary emergency care, no one beats Covenant. Learn more at covenanthealthcare.com/ECC.
Something is happening inside the ticket office at Dow Diamond. You can hear the rumblings all over the Great Lakes Bay region. Do we know what's happening? Yes. Can we tell you? No, not until October 18th. But we can tell you that it's going to be amazing, especially for the 2022 season. Want more information? Call the Great Lakes Loons ticket office, 989-837-BALL. 989-837-BALL. Dive in. It's almost Loons baseball time.
Linked Technologies knows modern business relies heavily on technology to service, produce, and communicate with valued customers. So pervasive is our need for technology that when it fails, owners and employees alike scramble to try to restore services. Let Linked Technologies diversify your business IT needs so that when your server crashes, and it will, vital services such as email, critical business applications, and data remain accessible to your business.
Connection established.
Learn more at linkedtech.com.
Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest is the athletic director. Second appearance on the show this year. It's because due to popular demand.
Popular demand. Okay. I wish I could believe that, but yeah, we'll roll with that. Sounds good.
It does sound good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it has nothing to do with the fact that Coach Turner, the golf coach, can be here.
Yeah,
and Kate, the athletic director.
Okay, so I was the third choice.
You got the bronze medal of choices, okay. Though.
All right, well, we're here.
That's true.
Excellent.
So, Coach, I'm still going to call you Coach.
Oh,
you're still going to be Coach.
Okay.
Because it was a long, long coach career before you became athletic director. So, it's been a little bit. How have the last few weeks gone as Mr. Athletic Director?
It's been good. Very, very busy. It's amazing to me how the workday is so different where you don't have a practice or a planning practice or watching film, and it's shifted into more of the administrative meetings, trying to push things forward, trying to come up with new and different ideas for our athletic department, putting out fires. and at the end of that all, you know, you look down at the watch and it's like, oh, my goodness, it's already 5 o'clock. Where'd the day go?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Keeping more than busy, but enjoying every second of it.
And one thing that if people are coming out to a Northwood basketball game or volleyball game soon, one thing that we're working on and almost done is the revamped Hall of Fame. And that's something I know you worked hard on, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, we are very excited about that with our Hall of Fame induction coming up on November 6th. Felt it was time. We were running out of space on the walls as you walk into our gymnasium area in Reap Marina. Where all the plaques were up there from our former Hall of Famers. And it's really to the point now where we had to come up with an idea, something different where we could spruce it up a little bit, maybe add a little bit of technology. So went with the wall wraps on the side, dresses it up really nice there with a 55-inch touchscreen panel that goes back and archives all of the Hall of Fame members, and then we can add a few other things in there as we go. But it's interactive, it's neat, it's different, it's exciting, and I think the end product's going to be something that we'll use for a very long time.
Yeah, the wall wrap is up right now, and the Hall of Fame display will be up before the ceremony, which
is hopefully in the next week.
Yeah,
it should be complete, so we're excited about it.
And looking at the fall season, there's been some really good things that have happened this year. And how has it been different being the athletic director as opposed to just a fellow coach, being a person at games and stuff?
Honestly, not a whole lot different. As you know, I spend a lot of time going to the other sporting events over the last few years anyway, whether I was there in an administrative role or just there supporting the coaches and the teams. But it's been great. We have such incredible facilities, and now with our track being redone, the football setup there is really – it looks great. It's been fun to sit back and kind of watch that from a different angle. And then, with soccer and volleyball and cross country and golf and everything's going on all at once. The fall, I've learned very quickly here, is extremely busy. And I think we're going to probably say the same thing once we get to the spring, where there's all those outdoor sports going at the same time. So it's busy time of year, but it's a lot of fun, and it's great to see our teams out there competing.
And now that I asked you this in the first week, but now we're later in the year, basketball started practicing. And you go to your office and you see all your former players and your former coach, Auden Hagedorn, down there running practice. How has that been going for you?
Great. I, again, I'm so busy and so occupied in other areas right now, I don't have time to miss it. I'm sure deep down inside I do, and once the games start, that may change a little bit. But I'm just happy that I can still be part of the journey for that team. Certainly have spent a lot of time with them over the years, and they're a great group, and they're going to have awesome success. I know that for sure. And being able to still be there and interact with them on a daily basis and see them as they're coming to or going to practice. We're coming back out and headed to the locker room. They got to walk right by my office. So there's at least that interaction every single day, and to see them. If I was somewhere else, it would probably be miserable because I'd always be wondering how they're doing and are they being treated well and things like that. So those boxes have all been checked. I know Autumn's going to do a fantastic job, so you know they're being treated well, and then still being able to see them and interact. It's been good.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when you're not in meetings, which is always, and you're not on conference calls, which is always, your former players come in and stop by a lot.
For
too.
Sure.
So that's really great to see.
It is great. I enjoy interacting with them, and those are those lifelong bonds that will continue long after they leave at Northwood, hopefully.
And then this weekend with the football game and stuff, one thing we have mentioned a little bit, Tavern 59 is an area where fans come to the games and they can actually – have a beer during our football games now, and it's been a really big success, and I know you've been very happy with how it's gone.
I have. This is Justin Marshall's little project there, and I think it adds to our atmosphere at the games. There's been a lot of interest, a lot of fans down there partaking, and then the Midland Brewing Company developing the Northwood Ale, and I'm not sure what it's called, but the marketing of that's been really neat to see, and I know the alumni really get into that as well. It's added to our events, and that's what we're looking for. We want our events to be something that people really look forward to going to, and hopefully draw in some more community members and try to grow that the best we can.
And it won't be at all the basketball games, but it'll be coming up for basketball season two.
Yep, there's a select few games that are going to do the same thing up in the pavilion area. And, again, just think it really adds to the environment and the games and could be another thing that fans really enjoy coming out and watching our teams compete and play.
We're talking with Jeff Curtis, Northwood Athletic Director, here on Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Well, now we got to talk about the big things going on in the Curtis household.
Oh, yeah.
There's been some big football games being played for your oldest son of late.
The Jefferson Huskies, the eighth grade team, finished up their season last night, playing in the championship game, and beat, I believe it's Saginaw Willie Thompson Middle School, and they finished the year undefeated. This 2 years in a row they went undefeated, and they're a lot of fun to watch. And it's neat to be sitting in there as a parent, having known all those kids growing up, and they're constantly around the neighborhood, around the house, and seeing them compete out on the football field or on the basketball court or whatever, it's really fun to watch the growth and the progress. So super excited for those guys. They had a great time last night and got to play under the lights at the Midland Community Stadium, and it was a fun evening.
Yeah, but we should give all your kids a shout out, because they're all active in
a lot of
different things going on right now for them.
Yes, we do have soccer and volleyball, and there's a volleyball tournament down in Southfield this weekend that my daughter Kate's playing in, and Jake had tennis practice today, and he's also got swimming, and we're busy. There's two of us and three of them, and sometimes I wonder how we get them all.
You guys got to play zone. Yeah, is what
we're playing zone and relying on other people an awful lot. So and, we're very thankful for
and
the
I
help.
And I know how much you don't like playing zone in general.
Yeah, that doesn't usually happen, but we have no choice here.
Yes, and I know because as soon as they make an outside shot, you want to revert right back to
me. Well, we're going to get aggressive with it. We'll trap out of it once in a while. It'll really look like man-to-man.
Well, Coach AD, whatever your title is, you're still Jeff Curtis to me. So thanks for joining us, and good luck to all the Curtis kids and to all the Timberwolves coming up in the near future.
Awesome. Thank you, T-Mac.
We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Something is happening inside the ticket office at Dow Diamond. You can hear the rumblings all over the Great Lakes Bay region. Do we know what's happening? Yes. Can we tell you? No, not until October 18th. But we can tell you that it's going to be amazing, especially for the 2022 season. Want more information? Call the Great Lakes Loons ticket office, 989-837-BALL. 989-837-BALL. Dive in. It's almost Loons baseball time.
What makes a championship team?
Hard work, skill, expertise, and focus.
It takes a great team to complete a successful sale in today's complicated real estate market.
Air Reinhardt's team of more than 40 full-time realtors and professional support staff work together with buyers and sellers to smooth out the process with winning results.
Your first home to investment property. Air Reinhardt is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and guidance.
Call on the Air Reinhardt team at arhouse.com.
That's arhouse.com.
DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.
This is Risha Crawford, President, Central Michigan Labor Council, AFL-CIO. Healthcare and a living wage are basic human rights. When workers stick together, we can bring about the change for better wages, working conditions, and ultimately a better standard of living for all. Division is the goal of those who want us to work for less of everything. When we all stick together, we all do better. In other words, united, we stand. Divided, we beg. Let's stand together for better outcomes for all.
After a tough workout, plenty of athletes reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has electrolytes and bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's sports drink. In Michigan, approximately 1,500 dairy farm families work to provide safe, high-quality milk and dairy products for us to enjoy. Approved by Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Milk means more.
This is Rich Juday, Director of Sales at ESPN 100.9 FM. It seems like everyone is having staffing problems. Right now, ESPN 100.9 FM will match any new staffing recruitment message dollar for dollar. Whether you are a manufacturer, restaurant, or service provider, we will partner with you to get your organization fully staffed. Call me at 989-837-6156. 837-6156. Let's get your business back to work.
Welcome back. Final segment, Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Saturday's game, 1 o'clock at Hans Stadium. It's supposed to be in the 50s, but overall not bad. That's what this time of year really is. It's supposed to be in the 50s. It's supposed to be that weather for the fall. So should be a great day at Hans Stadium. If you can't make it out, all the links to follow the game are on GoNorthwood.com. With all the stream, the video, the audio, live stats, everything is on GoNorthwood.com. A couple other home events this weekend. Men's soccer has a couple of games at home tomorrow at 2 o'clock against Upper Iowa. Not to be used with Northern Iowa, Upper Iowa. And then on Sunday, St. Cloud State comes to town. A couple of GLIAC matches there. That game's at noon at Dean Field on the campus of Northwood University. And then, of course, we get this going a week from Sunday. basketball is fully in swing. And give a shout out to Coach Curtis's former team, the Northwood women's basketball team. He starts their exhibition season in style. Go down and face Michigan State in East Lansing on October 31st on Halloween. It's free admission to that game, and that game is for basically a kids' day for Halloween down at Michigan State. So that should be a lot of fun. But that's another week. This weekend, once again, football's 1 o'clock on Saturday against Davenport. I'd like to thank all of our guests tonight, Leonard Haynes, Dylan Zagula, Jeff Curtis. Welcome back, Brad Tunney, from your European adventure. That's going to do it from here. This is Travis Curtis setting off. Have a great night, everyone.
You've been listening to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses in downtown Midland. Get an inside-the-pack perspective with Northwood head coach Leonard Haynes every Thursday night at 6 during the football season. Northwood Athletics on ESPN 100.9 FM are presented by Garber Chevrolet of Midland. Northwood Football Weekly.